Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jigar Stats. Batting second. The shortstop, Charlie Hollocker. Batting third. The third baseman, John Kelleher. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Grimes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Mysel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hack Miller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marty Krug. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Percy Jones. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Percy Jones. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting second. The center fielder, Max Carey. Batting third. The left fielder, Carson Bigby. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cotton Tierney. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pi Trainer. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Mokin. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Gooch. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Wilbur Cooper. And now, play ball. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats strikes out. One out. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hollocker. The throw from Gooch and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. Two outs. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Gooch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to second. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney strikes out. Two outs. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Carey trying to get to home. Mysel throws the ball into O'Farrell who tags Carey who's trying to score from second, for the out. Bigby moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes takes first base on ball four. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Grimes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Mokin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Grimes moves to third. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Mokun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. One out. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch hits a pop-up towards first. Grimes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Mokun moves to second. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell strikes out. One out. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-1 in the game. Stats takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stats. The throw from Gooch and he is safe. Stats steals second. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hollocker takes first base on ball 4. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch throws to Moranville, and they have Stats in a rundown. The throw to Trainer, who applies the tag, and Stats is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-1 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bigby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 0-for-1 in the game. Tierney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bigby moves to second. Pi Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bigby moves to third. Tierney moves to second. Johnny Mokun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mokun hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bigby tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grimes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-0 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive towards the mound. Cooper catches it and throws to first to double up Grimes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 1 in the game. Gooch hits a fly ball into left field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hollocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Percy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Farrell moves to second. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stats strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey strikes out. One out. Carson Big B is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Big B is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Big B hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tierney hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kelleher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Hollocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hollocker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moken. Hollocker reaches second base with a double. Moken throws the ball into Trainer, who tags Hollocker trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a fly ball into center field. Carey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a fly ball into right field. Meisel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Moken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moken takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Grimm. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollacher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0 for 1 in the game. Mysel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into left field. Big B settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0 for 2 in the game. Gooch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of stats. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moranville strikes out. Two outs. Max Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooper scores. It's 2-0, Pirates. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carey. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Carey steals second. Carson Bigby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bigby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carey scores. It's 3-0, Pirates. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bigby. The throw from O'Farrell and he is out, Hollacher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bigby. O'Farrell reaches second base with a double. Bernie Freiberg pinch hits for Percy Jones. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg strikes out. One out. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stats strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Hollacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollacher is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hollacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Buck Freeman now pitching. Cotton Tierney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tierney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tierney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mokun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mokun is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mokun takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mokun moves to second. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch is 0-for-3 in the game. Gooch hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hollocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0-for-3 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tierney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. One out. George Mysel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mysel is 0-for-2 in the game. Mysel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelleher moves to third. Hack Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. Mysel moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Max Flack pinch runs for Hack Miller. Marty Krug is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krug is 0-for-3 in the game. Krug strikes out. Two outs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. O'Farrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tierney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.